Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Yud Tes, Nazir 19b, pagination is 38, towards the bottom of the page, Masnisin, at the beginning of a line, a new Mishnah. Misha Nazar Nazirus Harbe, a person who made a vow of Nazirus that's very long, maybe 10 years, or in the case of our Mishnah, we're going to see a 7-year Nazirus. And the catch over here is that he's outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'hishlim es Naziruso, and he observed his Nazirus. V'achakach bala oretz, and then he showed up in Eretz Yisrael, and presumably he came because he wants to bring his karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's a big problem that we have to deal with. The situation is that the rabbis legislated tumah on Eretz Ha'amin. There's a standard impurity assumed to be outside of Eretz Yisrael. One explanation is that people outside of Eretz Yisrael weren't careful with the graves, and we assume rabbinically that the person is becoming tamei when he's outside of Eretz Yisrael. The problem, therefore, that is before us is that this person observed the Nazirus that he vowed, like a really long one, and it took considerable effort, etc., to do it. But when he shows up in Eretz Yisrael, we need to inform him that it doesn't really count, because the place that he observed it is not a place that's considered grave-free. It's not considered tumah-free. And therefore, his observance is assumed to have been violated along the way by his becoming tamei because of this rabbinic legislation. We therefore want to know what is it that we will impose upon him now that he's in Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill his vow of Nazirus. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, Nazir Shloshim Yom. We only impose upon him a 30-day Nazirus. It's a token Nazirus, rabbinically. And once he observes that, he's good to go. Beis Hillel Omrim Nazir Batchilo. And Beis Hillel say that this concept of tumah in the countries of the world, outside of Eretz Yisrael, is going to be a full-fledged rabbinic legislation, and the person will have to observe Nazirus once again now that they are in Eretz Yisrael. And if they vowed a long-term Nazirus, such as 10 years, they would have to redo that Nazirus and observe another 10 years. The Mishnah continues with a story that supports Beis Hillel's position and guides us that that's how we indeed paskin. Maisa behilni hamalka, there was a story with Hilni Hamalka, the queen. She was a queen of a different country outside of Eretz Yisrael. She converted to Judaism, and we hear about her periodically among the places in Maseches Yuma where she made a specific donation to the Beis HaMikdash. We're dealing with the second Beis HaMikdash. Shahalach b'na la'milchama, her son went into battle. Va'omra, and she said the following vow. Im yavo b'ni min ha'milchama b'shalom, ehei nazira sheva shanim. If my son will come back in peace from the battle, I will observe a Nazirus of 7 years. And we get a little bit of a glimpse here as to why someone would become a Nazir. It's a higher level of spirituality. And just like someone might pledge a donation if something happens and give money to charity. So here also, this was like a personal growth type of vow. And she made this vow. Uva b'na min ha'milchama. And her son indeed came back peacefully from battle. Va'isa nazira sheva shanim, and she observed a nazirus of 7 years. Uvisov sheva shanim, and after 7 years, also la'aret, she came to Eretz Yisrael. V'ho ruah beis Hillel, and the house of Hillel ruled for her, shetehe nazira od sheva shanim acheros, that she should observe another 7 years to fulfill her obligation of Nazirus, because now that she's in Eretz Yisrael, she's able to observe it correctly, ideally, not just on a biblical level, but even taking into account this rabbinic legislation of Tumah outside Eretz Yisrael, and now she could observe it in Eretz Yisrael correctly. This halacha is brought in the Rambam, Nazirus Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf Aleph. Where he describes that if a person made a vow of Nazirus in our time, he would have to go to Eretz Yisrael to observe his Nazirus. The Kesef Mishnah asks an interesting question. Mashalo chivu lehilni hamalka la'alos. Why didn't they instruct Queen Helene to go to Eretz Yisrael and fulfill her obligation of Nazirus right away? Why did it happen that she observed it first outside of Eretz Yisrael, and then when she came to Eretz Yisrael finally, they told her she should observe it again? Why didn't they just send her to Eretz Yisrael right away? And the Kesef Mishnah gives three answers, all of which deserve contemplation. Number one, Efsha shelo yadu chachamim b'nezirusa ad sha'oltza la'eretz. It could be that the sages did not know about her vow until she went to Eretz Yisrael, and then they found out about it, and then they instructed her. According to this answer, they would have told her right away to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that observing the Nazirus outside of Eretz Yisrael is a bit of a waste of time, even though it fulfills it biblically, but it doesn't fulfill it rabbinically, and they would have instructed her, that's how strong this legislation is, they would have wanted her to go straight to Eretz Yisrael. Number two, the Kesef Mishnah answers, oh, alternatively, it could be, it's possible, it could be that her responsibilities as monarch, as queen, were so significant that she was not able to go to Eretz Yisrael, and as important as fulfilling this rabbinic rule is, and fulfilling her Nazirus correctly is, but she wasn't able to. She wasn't able to leave. So many things hinged on her, and the Kesef Mishnah is giving us a glimpse as to what type of reason might warrant a person not fulfilling their obligation immediately. This was big, and therefore she didn't do it right away. Inami, or it's possible, Shalo olsa la'aretz, that she didn't go at all to Eretz Yisrael, elam epnei shechivuha la'alos, because they indeed told her that she has to. And this is the story of Hilni Hamalka. She ended up intending to do a 7-year Nazirus, but she ended up having to double that time because true fulfillment of the Nazirus after the rabbinic legislation can only be done inside of Eretz Yisrael. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.